What is this place?
Fault demanded. My guide called it the Lake of Apparitions, Luke said. This end is known as the Mirror of Remembrance. If you want to get from one end to the other, you have to follow a tricky path, or else you'll fall into the depths of eternity. K'var Kai snorted.
Such pompous names, he said.
I actually have to agree with you on that, Luke said. But that's what I know them as.
Apparitions, said Kai slowly, looking into the water. I see nothing.
Luke shrugged. I don't know how a lot of this works, he said honestly. I saw several people I recognized. Perhaps it is different for each individual. Kai shot him a searching look.
Really? I'd be very interested to know the sort of people Master Skywalker saw.
If I see them again, I'll let you know, Luke said.
Are they hostile?
Talon asked. Luke felt a tug at his heart. No, he said. No one I saw here was hostile. Not even Jason. Not anymore. He shook off the remembrance, even as he was forced to acknowledge that he did hope that one beloved face, at least, would again rise to the surface. He thought of the comfort Mara had provided the last few days, coming to him in dreams, that comforting female presence aboard the Jade Shadow. Not even death could truly separate two so deeply bonded. Gently, he pushed thoughts of his late wife aside and focused on the present. It was there that I saw Abeloth, he said, pointing to the mists. She was hovering there, wanting me to come to her. The mists of forgetfulness.
You did not go to her then?
Kai asked. I was heading in that direction. I received many warnings not to. Warnings I'm glad I heeded. Talon regarded the mists steadily.
I see nothing there now.
No, Luke agreed. But simply because we do not see her doesn't mean she isn't there. Fall said,
You wish to go to a place called the Mists of Forgetfulness?
If there are answers, I believe they will lie there, Luke said.
In the Mists of Forgetfulness?
Fall asked, slightly incredulous.
The answers might be there, but how will you remember the question?
Talon shot her a look, and Fall fell silent.
If you are certain, Master Skywalker,
then let us go investigate.
He smiled coldly.
Since you're familiar with this place, you may take the lead.
Thanks, Luke said dryly, although he would have insisted on leading regardless. He trusted the Sith not to jump him from the rear, not when he was the only one who knew how to get them there. The path is close to the shore and is shallow. Do not go too far out into the lake. I don't know a lot about the depths of eternity, but I was informed that once you stumble into them, no one can pull you back. You'll be lost forever. It could be a lie. It could be true. I personally don't want to find out. He looked at each of them in turn, making sure they appreciated the direness of the situation. Now, follow me. Step where I step, and take your time to make sure your footing is secure. He moved carefully into the cold water and moved toward the far end, testing each step carefully. At first, the lake was utterly undisturbed by their passing. There were no splashes, not even ripples. And then, they came forth.